AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Prosecutor says a Baltimore police officer is on trial for what he did not do to help Freddie Gray, who died in police custody. AP's Rita Foley with more.
Baltimore police officer William Porter is the first of six officers to go to trial in the death of Freddie Gray. Freddie Gray suffered spinal injuries after being transported in a police van without a seatbelt. He died a week later, leading to looting and rioting in the streets of Baltimore. Officer Porter, who is also black, is charged with manslaughter, assault, misconduct, and reckless endangerment. He is expected to testify in his own defense. If he's convicted, he could go to prison for 25 years. I'm Rita Foley.
An Ohio prosecutor releases a police dash cam video of the June fatal shooting of a Cincinnati police officer and an armed suspect. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joe Dieter says there are no further charges in the case and that Officer Tom Sandman, who killed Trey Pierre Hummons after the 21-year-old had shot and killed Officer Sonny Kim, is a hero.
If not for the actions of Specialist Tom Sandman, there could have been a lot more dead police officers. He deserves a medal.
Britain's parliament is debating sending warplanes to attack the Islamic State group in Syria. NATO members are considering ways to increase their military actions against what Secretary of State John Kerry says is a worldwide threat.
Daesh is now a proven reality and a threat throughout the world.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says the economy appears to be on track for an interest rate increase later this month.
The U.S. economy has recovered substantially since the Great Recession.
Yellen says the Reserve Board still has to look at incoming numbers before making a decision on the interest rates. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 36. This is AP Radio News. The Senate has begun debate on a bill that would overturn the president's health care law. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calls on Democrats to help overturn a law he says has hurt so many people.
It's not too late. Not too late for our Democratic colleagues to work with us to build a bridge to better care. This is their chance and President Obama's chance to begin to make amends for the pain and the hurt they've caused.
But California Democrat Senator Barbara Boxer says the law has helped millions of people get health insurance.
We've never had more people insured in modern history because of Obamacare.
President Obama has promised to veto the measure should it pass Congress. A Nicaraguan volcano that wiped out a city 400 years ago is spewing ash again. Glowing rock has been spotted flowing from the Montumbo volcano. And a plume of ash is rising above the peak. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.